Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And when this woman got up here, I didn't know anything about her, and I just started praying, and I said, you know, God loves you. Well, that's pretty easy to say for anybody. And that's how I just started. I said, God loves you, and I can see that you've been grieving. You've lost. And see, when I started and just stepped out because I felt love and compassion, immediately God started using me. And I said, you've been grieving. And then I said, as a matter of fact, you've lost somebody. Somebody close to you has died. And I said, it's always bad to lose somebody, but the worst thing is you were believing for their healing. And you're confused and wondering why this person wasn't healed. But I'm here to tell you it's not God that killed him. It wasn't God's will. It's the destroyer. It wasn't God. It's the destroyer. And I just kept saying that. And I kept using this word. It's the destroyer. I don't ever talk that way. But I said, it's the destroyer. It's not God. Did you know later that woman came to me and her son had died of leukemia. And people had been telling her it was God's will that he die, and they were under the doctrine that nothing can happen but what God sovereignly allows. And so she had thought it was God, and it had broken her heart to think that God killed her son. But her son, right before he died, was driving into Kim, Colorado, the town that they lived in, 100 people in this ranching community, and he had a vision. And there was this huge demonic power that was like 10,000 feet tall hovering over Kim, Colorado. And he said, what is that? And the Lord said, it's the destroyer. It's the destroyer that's trying to kill you. And I used the exact words that ministered to this woman, and it just changed her. Man, it set her free. They became a part of our church. It changed their life. And you know how it all started? Because I just felt compassion for this person. And so I followed it up. And I've come to realize that when I'm thinking about somebody and I feel compassion for them, when they come to my mind, you know, I'll sit there and say, God, am I in the flesh? Am I doing something carnal? Is this a carnal emotion? Or am I delighting myself in the Lord? And if I'm delighting myself in the Lord and if I'm really seeking God, then I trust those emotions. And I've done this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and I've seen miraculous results. The man who got me started in ministry, Wendell knows him, and he's the guy that got me started. We were super close for a couple of years, and then something happened. People got on his case, told him he was of the devil, humiliated him at a minister's conference, and he got mad at God and at ministers and quit the ministry. And he hated everybody, and me especially, even though I don't think I did anything to cause it. He had just gotten mad. And anyway, I was praying, and I felt so much compassion for him that I tried to call him. His phone was disconnected. So I knew him well enough to know where his parents lived, where his wife's parents lived. And I got on the phone and started calling information and doing different things. And finally, I tracked him down at her parents' house. I called and Joanne answered the phone, and I said, Joanne, this is Andy. And she goes, pew, and hangs up. And I thought, well, that went well. And I was just sitting there at the phone thinking, God, what was all of that? I know I felt compassion flowing out for Joe and Joanne. What do I do? And within 5 minutes, the phone rang back. And it was Joanne, and she was crying, and she said, I'm sorry. And she says, Joe's gotten mad at God. We've quit the ministry. He's out selling paper again. And she says, we've lost our house. That's the reason I'm with my mother. And I was just ready to quit and give up. And she said, I was sitting here staring at the phone and saying, God, if there is a God, why don't you have somebody minister to us? We've traveled the world ministering to other people. And even though I'm not at our house, you could tell somebody where we are. They could find us. If you're really God, if there is a God, you have somebody call me. And boom, here rings the phone while she's praying that. And it scared her so bad she hung up. And you know what? God used that to allow me to minister to them. Joe got back in the ministry. Joe's a good friend of mine today. And things worked out. And the Lord didn't tell me, call Joanne, she's at this place because they have done this and you say this and you do that. It wasn't third person. It's just I felt compassion for them. And you know, the sad thing is I haven't always done this well. I've learned this the hard way sometimes too. When I first was getting started, there was a man named Bob Lewis who was the youth director in our Baptist church. And after my dad died, he kind of took me under his wings and he spent some time with me. And we never were real close, but he was a friend. And I had heard that he had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and was pastoring a church in El Paso, Texas, and that miracles were happening, and that they had a room that was full of nothing but crutches and wheelchairs and braces, and that he was seeing miracles happen. And I heard good reports about Bob Lewis. And I bet you for 2 or 3 months, every time I'd pray, I'd think about Bob Lewis and wonder how he is. And I just felt compassion going out. And what I would do is just say, well, praise God for Bob Lewis. I'm glad to hear what's going on with him. And it wasn't long after that that I heard that Bob Lewis went out to get in his car and put his hand on the doorknob, and a red ant was on the doorknob and bit his thumb, and he died instantly. Had an allergic reaction and died from an ant biting him. And when I heard that, I thought, God, that's why I was always thinking of Bob Lewis. You were trying to get me to pray for him or intercede or to do something, and I just blew it off and thought about, why am I wondering about Bob Lewis? And so I repented and I learned something, and it made me more motivated to listen when I feel something and think, maybe this is the Holy Spirit leading me. And it was probably 10 years later, I was at a meeting and the man who was doing the praise and worship was named Bob Lewis. And so I went up to him and I said, you know, I used to have a guy that was a youth director in our Baptist church in Arlington, Texas, named Bob Lewis. And he said, that was my dad. I'm Bob Lewis Jr. And I said, oh, really? And so we talked for a while, and then I said, you know what? I've got to apologize and tell you that for at least 2 or 3 months before your dad died, that God was trying to get me to pray. He came to my mind every single time, and I didn't understand what was happening, and I didn't follow through with it. I didn't pray. I didn't call him. I didn't do anything. And he says, you are at least the 12th person who's told me the exact same thing. He said, God was trying to raise up people all over the world to pray for my dad, and people didn't understand what was happening. Brothers and sisters, God is speaking to us all of the time, but it's just through this still small voice. Our spirit is one with the Holy Spirit. You just know certain things. And you, if you delight yourself in the Lord and are seeking God with your whole heart, then you can trust these desires and these leadings. Again, always use the Word of God to check and make sure that it's not something that's forbidden in the Word that is consistent. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is speaking to us, and we are so quick to think that if you want it, then it's not God. But if you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. You can start being led by the Holy Spirit. And if I had time, I could give you 100 other examples of what I'm talking about. This is one of the main ways that God speaks to me. I've just made some decisions in the last month or two, and it's all happening because God stirred some things up. I feel things. This is my desire. Man, my vision has doubled in the last 2 months. And you know what? I've prayed about it. And I've got people in our staff that I share with and draw on their counsel, and God has confirmed it. And I mean, boom, just like that, miracles are happening. If the Lord tarries, one of these days I'll share with you and you'll be amazed. But I've already seen it. Amen. And you know how it happens? It's just my spirit being in union with the Holy Spirit, and God puts His desires in my heart and starts showing me things. Every one of you have this happen. And we blow it off most of the time. And you can't trust what you feel, because with many of us, we aren't seeking the Lord. You spend more time watching TV than you do praying and seeking the Lord. But the potential is there. And if you could just press into the Lord, and praying in tongues and flowing in the Holy Spirit is one of the things that will get your mind stayed on the Lord. And if you'll do that, God will speak to you. And God will show you what stocks to buy. And then you need to do it. He'll show you to turn off your water and you need to do it. Amen. God will show you things to do. And when David did those things that we were talking about, I don't think in either instance the Lord told him. It's just a perception that he had. It was a thought that he had. And it was an inspired thought. And how do you know? Because the Word of God divides between soul and spirit. Man, this is powerful. What I'm sharing with you may not be one of those run-in-the-aisle type of sermons. But this is one of the most practical things that you could apply if we would just take advantage of the Holy Spirit. Go to praying and interceding, expecting this. And then go to listening. And let the Word... You know, you can't let the Word divide between soul and spirit if you don't know what it says. If you have to say, well, Andrew quoted a verse, and I don't know, it's somewhere in there, something about by His stripes we are healed or we're going... I don't know what it says, but something in there, you know what? That's not good enough. You can't rightly divide the Word by just saying, well, I know it's in here someplace. I think that the Bible says this. I heard somebody one time say this. You're dangerous. You need to know the Word of God. You need to know what the Word says. You need to be how to find it. And you need to be able to compare it with other scriptures and let the Holy Spirit confirm it in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let everything be established. Jesus even quoted that verse and said that. You need to know multiple scriptures. You need to have some verification for what you're feeling. And you need to be seeking God with your whole heart. But if you'll do this, God will lead you. And you could see supernatural results. God has never made a piece of junk. He's never made a failure. If your life isn't working out, it's because you aren't following the leadership of the Lord. Start following the leadership of the Lord. Get baptized in the Holy Spirit and receive this, and it'll change your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me remind you once again that today is our last day to make the teaching in this set available as a gift. And so please call or write today. And when you request these materials, also please ask someone to pray with you about receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. A lot of people just have heard of this, but they really don't understand the benefit of it, and so they aren't real motivated. If you have understood what I've talked about the last few days, then you ought to be motivated to receive this, something that will allow you to tap into the perfect mind of Christ. So please call the number and request the materials, and also receive prayer.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.